And just to try to put everything that we've seen until now, and we've sort of been jumping around a little bit and put it in some organized fashion, I thought to do that it might be nice to read from the Halacha Brura in honor of our Sephardic participants. It's written by Rav David Yosef. Very nice set of Nachmanites. Zach, you see these before? Halacha Brura. It follows the Simanim in Shulchan Aruch. It's written by Rav Avadya's son, Rav David Yosef. Not the one that wrote the Yalkut Yosef. Oh, another son. So he writes here on Simon Chav Beis, this is our issue. Kana talis v'asa bo tzitzis v'varach shechiyanu d'lo gar mikeil m'chadoshim. That's the Lashon Mechab. Says the Ramah v'im lo birich b'shas asiyam v'varach b'shas itof rishon. If you didn't make the bracha, according to the Shita, it says you make a shechiyanu on the talis. If you didn't make the bracha the first time that you, when you made it, then you would do it when you wore it. Or you didn't do it when you acquired it, you would do it when you wore it. That's it. That's the whole Simon. So then he comments on this, and he has a couple of rules, and then there's extensive discussion. So the first thing he writes is Hakona osa talis chadash la'atzmo mevorach birkas shechiyanu v'shal shemisatif bo b'pam harishona. If you buy a new talis, or you buy a new talis, he says buy or make a new talis. So he's learning osa lav dafka, like we saw some say it's lav dafka osa. He says kona also. The first time that you put it on, v'hainu bein shekana abalot tzitzis v'hitil bo tzitzis. That's whether you bought it as a talis without tzitzis, and you put the tzitzis on. You still only make the shechianu when you wore it for the first time. U'bein shekana achas shehutlu bo tzitzis v'chein aminig. That's the minig. No.
What?
I'm saying is that. Consistent with what you know to be the minig?
I have no idea.
No one told you to make a shechianu the first time you put your talis on. So, hine b'tosefta omer ha'oset tzitzis la'atzmo omer baruch shechianu. That's the tosefta that we now have seen numerous times in brachas. V'chein pasuk ha'Rambam. The Rambam was essentially consistent with the tosefta. U'b'tshuvas pehador, which we've also seen. The Rambam is not concerned with Bami's Man Lazman. That's Tosos's opinion. Tosefta and the Rambam and subsequently Shulchan Aruch all maintain that Talis gets a Shechiyonu because it's no different than Kiyon Chadashim. Ulam, however, Bal Ha'itur, Kosav, She'im Mevarchan Shechiyonu, Al Tzitzis, Kevin Delo Kvile Zman. Well, it just says that there's no bracha on shechianu on tzitzis, because what are you going to say? Shechianu v'kimanu v'higianu lizman hazeh. What's the zman?
Never.
So, right. The other shittos have to say that no, it doesn't have to be a specific moment in time. It's simply a person is expressing hodah and shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he came to this particular station in his life when he's able to partake of this thing or do this thing or enjoy this thing. Bal Itta apparently held that the bracha of Shechiyanu is only to be said when there is a specific moment in time that's identified by halacha as being appropriate or propitious for the particular mitzvah, for a particular event. That's the Bal Itta. However, that same Bal Itta writes, Mikol Mokom Kosov Shebishah Shekana Talis V'asubo Tzitzis Mechadash Mevarchan Shechiyanu. Why? Because it's no different than Kelim Chadashim. In other words, it's not on the Asiyas HaMitzvah. But the Bal Itta says, you're not going to make a Shechiyanu on the performance of the mitzvah, or in the context of performing the mitzvah, but you will make a Shechiyanu on the acquisition of the object. So in that regard, it's the same position essentially as the Rambam. It's on the acquisition of the object. Okay, the Radvaz that I was hoping to see, but it's not in this, not organized this way in this particular edition. Radvaz also is of the opinion, like the Rambam and the Tosafta, that one does in fact make a Shechiyanu on the acquisition of a new talis, because it's no different than Kelim Chadashim. the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Maria Bahuv that if you could find it, call Kavod. It's in Or Chaim Chel. It's Simin Hay in the Markitze Nirdamim, like Markitze Nirdamim edition. That's a certain publishing house.
Yeah, was
I think the Perador is Markitze Nirdamim. I'm not sure. Okay. So again, the Beis Yosef cited that Mari Abahuv, who said that even according to the Tour, this is the case. And why did he write it not by Tefillin? So that we had the Chashulchan come and explain the distinction between Talis and Tefillin. But the Beis Yosef, the Mari Abahuv's point was that it wasn't on the performance of the mitzvah; it was on Kelim Chadashim. So, Tosefta, Rambam, Bal Itur, Mari Abahuv, they all learn that the Shechianu is going on the Kelim Chadashim aspect and not the performance of the mitzvah. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to write expressly. Why are you making Shechianu on the tzitzis? The logar mi Kelim Chadashim. V'chein pasuk b'Shulchan Aruch kan. Then he cites a Ran which we did not see, the Ran in Sukkah. Ran in Sukkah, he says, Shekosov, if you have a Sukkah down there? So do you want to take a look? He says that you want to excuse me to look at it? He says that the Ran in Sukkah writes that you don't make a Shechianu on Tfilin, Kevin de lo Osim is man lezman. But the Ran doesn't make any mention of Tzitzis. Good. So the Ran is in Maseches Sukkah. So the old in the old Dapi Harif, is that what you're trying to tell me? That's what this is over here? This pagination is the old Dapi Harif? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alright, looks like it's Chaf Beis on Beis in the old Dapi Harif. Kosu betosos, sheish mitzvah shetiknu behen shechiyanu, kisukah velulov, kidi itahacha, umikra megillah, kidi megillah, pidgin aben, kidi besof perkare psachim, sheish mitzvah shalotiknu behen shechiyanu, kitfilin. There's no shechian on tefillin. Why not? Says the Ran. The hub perakat chelas diek me the kamer Rabbi Yechanan. That's the whole raya from Tosos. So the raya that Tosos brought from Menachos. The last was tefillin lo mevarich me dlo chashiv lem hasam. Ukemokin yeshal daktik misham the shechian lo mevarich le me dlo chashiv le. Vechein b'mila ein mevarich shechian me dlo chashiv le. Hasam ubeperak Rabbi Elazar the mila bahadi brachos mila. The birkas mila.
So
the Ran says, "V'li nira the shechianu, the mitzvos bizman toli." When do you say shechianu on a mitzvah? That's when the mitzvah is toli nizman. K'dimuchos p'sof perakol ma'arvin. Hilchach sukkah v'lua mikra megillah bizman lizman kasi pidgin aben afagav the lo bizman lizman kasi afilachi came and she mitzvah tuluyah bizman. Why does see this sort of answers Tosus's question? If you remember, the Tosus ended with the question: if you hold that mitzvos get shechianu according to Rav Shirgon when they come mizman lizman, what about pidgin aben? So the Ran answers that question. The Ran says, you know which mitzvos get shechianu on the mitzvah? Mitzvos that are a function of zman. Mitzvos that come about because of a specific zman. So then I could say shechianu kimanu v'yigianu lizman hazeh. Oh, what about pidgin aben? Pidgin Ben is not a day on the calendar. It's simply a product of when this kid was born. It's a function of when this particular kid was born. So the Ran says, yeah, that's still called a Zman-based mitzvah. Afagav de lav mizman lezman kasi, afilachi kevan shi mitzvah tuliyu bezman shloshim yom sheltino kshiyotza miklal nefel v'nichnas leklal kayom avachiyas shaper shayach levruchei be shechiyanu. Aval tefillin, found it?
What do you want to say?
Did you talk about shechiyanu on tefillin?
On tefillin? Okay.
Aval tefillin v'mila lo talu bizman. There is no zman in terms of the performance of the mitzvah. As soon as you turn 13, that's when you say shechianu. I mean, that's when you do the mitzvah. And that's what you do for the rest of your life. V'halel shel shnei yom tovim nami afagav the talu bizman kevin shetiknu lomar al kol tzara v'tzara shel lo tavo al atzibor ein zman akavua. Halel, you say it at certain times, but it's not necessarily a specific zman. Yeah, that's a good question.
It's
just the kids, it's after the kids are
It's true. I mean, that's a separate reason why son. He doesn't give that reason. He specifically says the reason why Mila doesn't get a Shechianu is because lo talu bizman. It's schwer. That is a difficult chiluk to make. You're going to tell me that Pidgin Aben is a zman-based mitzvah because after 30 days have passed and the kid is now outside the fear of being a Nefel, now I could say Shechianu. But what about the eighth day? The eighth day is not a specific day, not a specific moment of time. What's that? Yeah, so what Dov wants to say is that maybe the Shechianu is not going on the mitzvah of the Pidgin Aben, but the Shechianu is going on the simcha that the child is now, I could celebrate that the child is not a nefel. Now I know that I'm. It's like this man. It's this man. Tosafot Rashi said that?
Not exactly like that.
Is it Tosafot Parrots?
No, Tosafot Rashi.
Said what? Yeah?
And
also, how do you say it on Sundays?
That was
reported. Was it? Dov's also a huggable.
I'm what?
A huggable guy.
Is that what's going on?
What?
No,
yeah, of course. Okay, we'll come back to the Rambam in a minute. So, just moving along here, he cites that Ran. Give me one second. Here. He says, "V'chein pasuk shulchan aruch v'dasar shrir gaon," which is cited by Atosos, that even on a talis you don't make a shechianu, because we don't hold this way that you make a shechianu on kelim chadashim. But that's not true. I mean, we do hold that way. We do hold that you make Shechian on Kelim Chadashim. So once you hold that you make Shechian on Kelim Chadashim, then you're going to have to say that those things that fall into that category are Shechianu worthy. But if you don't hold that way, what's the reason why you make a Shechianu on certain mitzvahs? Oh, yeah, that's because it has a different quality. What's the quality to that mitzvah? Not because it's Kelim Chadashim, but because, like he quotes Rav Shir over there saying, Midi de Asim is man l'zman mevarach Shechianu. V'ayim b'tosos ha-rasham u'b'tosos ha-menachos u'marashosham. So what does Tosos ha-rash say?
That's what he says?
No, what, yeah, what does he say? You want to just read to me?
It's a whole long page. Should I read the thing? It's not so long.
It's not as long as I get it. Please.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tzarech ha-farish tam ma'ishna di'esh mitzvah sh'tiknu l'varach shechiyanu b'si yason v'yon tzipka v'lula v'al si yatzitzis v'til lo tiknu hidashacham perak v'tchilas.
Right, he's raising the same kash as Tosos. Right, that's what Shira.
That's all he says.
Good.
Isn't telling they're both still zman? Like it works. Both of them should be zman.
He's saying we only make it on the zman. We only make it on mitzvos when it's mizman l'zman.
Right.
Now what about? He says, but yet you make it for pidyon ben.
That's not his question. It's pidyon ben and not mila.
And not mila. So
isn't telling they're both zman still?
What's his answer? Okay. Let's see.
Shadayin eno bar kiyuma v'lo yatsa adayin mitoras
neitam.
V'haydim mevarchin shechiyana al kriyas megillah v'al kriyas halel. In Varvin.
Right.
Ikal Neymar pursuing Nisa Shani.
Why do you make it on Hallel and not on, I'm sorry, the other way around. Why do you make it on Megillah and not on Hallel? Understand, what's the Kasha?
Megillah
and not Hallel. I mean, Megillah comes from Yisman Lizman.
But it makes it sound like they're both Yisman Lizman. And,
yeah, we're saying you also need Pesumi Nisa? You also need Pesumi Nisa for that?
Say it's not Mizman?
I don't know. I'm give me 2 more minutes. Let's just go a little bit further here. He says, the Daf Kal Mid Asim Mizman Lazam Varach Shech Yan Ayin Sham. Vechain Hiskem Marshal, Bebeir Latour, Vehu Bebach and Befrisha. Uva Mi Divrei Rabin, Mi Rabbo Sein Rishonim, Mizbar De Los Fiel Luhu Hachi. Vechain Paschak, Oh, Beshochan Arach, Simon Reish Chav Gimel. Vechain Pashan Aminag. What's in Reish Chav Gimel? You want to grab Or Chaim while you're traveling? Or Chaim, it's probably Chelik Beis. Or Chaim Chelik Beis, just double check. You can take a Mishabura. Beish Chav Kimmel. Send Beish Chav Kimmel. Send me Hilchos Brachos. He says that Olas Talmud, which we've seen previously, the Taz, Pasku, Sha'afal Tfilin Chadoshos, Mevarach Shechianu. That's really our question. What about Tfilin? So the Mechar Paskin is yes for Talis. Then he brings down here others pasken that way for tefillin as well. What about tefillin? So that we need the Aruch HaShulchan to explain. Why not? Who is that? So he says, Shiyari Knesset Agadola. Shein Levar Shech Yenal Tefillin. Chein Das HaLavush. The Lavush. V'haprisha. V'Rabbeinu Shlomo Ben Ezra. B'tshuva Shehuva B'tshut Mari Beirav. V'chein Kasa Maran Achida. Shechein Minag Shel Levar Shech Yenal Tefillin Chadashos. V'chein Kasa Primigadim. V'hamayimer Mordechai. B'shem Achronim. Hashalmei Tibor, Hazachor LaAvraham, Hakaf HaChayim, Ubesefer Smach Nefesh Gog, Gagan, Ubesefer Birkat Yosef Yedid, Hakaf HaChayim Sofer, V'ayin Od B'tshuvas Har Tzvi, Ubetshuvas Yechavas Das, Ubetshuvas Mincha Shlomo. So I'm not mistaken, only the Mincha Shlomo does suggest how to make Shech Yonu on the tefillin.
Who does?
Shlomo Zalman, one of his Jews. We don't have the Mincha Shlomo. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure. I think it wasn't available. I don't think it's here. If you find it, that what happened? I don't think it's in there. So what was he bringing Raya from over here, Reish Chav Gimel? That you make Shech Yonu on Kelim Chadashim, that's the halacha. Chanach Kelim, Shemishtam Shem Behem, Hu B'nei Beisa, Mevarech HaTov Meitiv. If you buy something that you use and others use, it's a simcha for you, it's a simcha for others, you make HaTov Meitiv. Yim Nosin Lo B'matana, Mevarech HaTov Meitiv, Shei Tov Lo V'lo Nosin. Previously, in Reish Chaf Gimel Beis Kana Kelim Chadashim Afilu Hayelo Kayotzu Beilu Tchila O Kana V'Chozu V'Kana Mevarech Al Kol Pam Shech Yonu. So we clearly pask in that way that you make a Shech Yonu on Kelim Chadashim. So it stands to reason that certainly by Talos, and it's a good question why we don't see this being said by Tefillin. You need the Aruch HaShulchan's reason for that. But yet, we saw the Bialacha Bichoshesh for the fact that maybe there is a good reason to say you should make Shech Yonu on the acquisition of a new Tefillin. Certainly if it's the first time you're doing the mitzvah. And therefore he says, put yourself in the situation where you can make the Shech Yonu on the new clothing or the new fruit, which Heshi was a little concerned about. But that's the eitzah that he gives over there. He says it's a right eitzah to rely on. And I think that's what the Mincha Shlomo writes over there, that he would try to work it out that way. And gave the kids the tefillin. Yeah, so I mentioned someplace else. Let me see if I can find him here. We have the Bar-Ilan on this computer? No, we don't have the Bar-Ilan on this computer. Right? So this is in Simon Pei, Orach Chaim Chilik Gimel, Nikos Moshe. Kamad Dvarim Chadoshim, Liknos Mirosh Chodesh, Menachem Av, and Mutter. He's dealing specifically with the question of buying new things that are Shech Yonu worthy during the 9 days. So we'll see what he holds about the recitation of Shech Yonu regarding these few things. Ukishenes Damin Lo Liknos Tefillin Chadoshim, Vaday Mutter, Kevin Shu Rak LaMitzvah. Vitalis Shehu Beged, Mistaber Sheoser, Avshaloshin Osa Rak LaMitzvah. Well, the Indian Shech Yonu, in regard to saying Shech Yonu, Ha Ita Besimin Chav Bey, Simavarchan Shech Yonu. You see that you do make a Shech Yonu on a Talis. Who Bitaz, Sivkan Alf, Itam Bes Yosef, Beshem Maria Bahov, the Humidin Kanakel Chadoshim. Shein lanze, odif mitzvilin, shu rak la mitzvah. That's like the Aruch HaShulchan, right? It's Rak LaMitzvah. U'mestimas Lashon HaShulchan Aruch Mashma Sh'af Patal Skatn V'Aruch Shechiyanu Aval Niyas Da'iti Nira V'kim Shumitam Kanak Yom Chadashim. So it's Aruch Shechiyah Choshev. It has to be Choshev. Kidi Ita B'Simin Reish Chav Gimel Sivav Yish Chilav Tal Talas Gadol Mavarchim Kuli Alma. The motion is that everyone will make a Shechiyanu on a Talas Gadol. Right? It's Choshev. Everyone's going to make a Shechiyanu on a Talas. The Huvadei Begir Choshev. Ubatalas cotton, rak lemisha choshev lo yivarech. And a talas cotton, it depends. Right? The guy that has talas cotton, he buys them all the time, no big deal for him. Maybe he goes out and buys a wool one, now it's choshev, or he gets a chazanish shear, or something, he's very excited, or he gets one with special tzitzis, then it's choshev. Mikashachin of at stam b'nei adam, ein ze beged choshev kol kach. V'af shebishvil al mitzvah choshev lo, lo mistar b'levarech, kevin she'etzem a beged in a choshev lo. He writes that a talis gadol is shechiyanu worthy, and in a time when you don't make shechiyanu, you can't make shechiyanu, you shouldn't acquire it. And he says, by the same token, for someone whom the talis cotton is treated that way, that's also the case. What about tefillin? Seems to say no shechiyanu on the tefillin. Right? What do you see from Rav Moshe's approach? The Shechiyanu by the Talis is not going on the first time that the mitzvah is performed. It's not going on the mitzvah performance, it's going on the acquisition of the keli. Same thing with Chor by the Tefillin. The question of making the Shechiyanu would be based on Simen Chaf Beis. Right? What's the base of Simen Chaf Beis? Do you make on Talis or not? Yeah, you do. Oh, what about Tefillin? So we have a reason. Why not? There was a tshuva in the Mincha Shlomo about that. So what do you say now about a guy who does? So we know, so tefillin, because they're new, at least according to the most poskim over here, you're not going to make a shechiyanu. What about because it's the first time you're doing the mitzvah? What about because it's the first time you're doing the mitzvah? So what do you say about that? So the Taz says, tzitzis and tefillin, you make on them the first time you do it. Like the Ramah says back in Hilchos Shechita. Remember, the Ramah writes in Simen Chav Ches, first time you shecht, you make the bracha shechiyanu on what? On kisui. Why on kisui and not on shechita? You don't make shechiyanu on killing animals. You make shechiyanu on the kisui adam. But the Nosi came over there understood that the Ramah is not just talking about shechita alone. Why should it be different than any other mitzvah? It should be any mitzvah. Any mitzvah you do for the first time, make shechiyanu. Problem is that...
What is that? Is it a shechiyanu on mitzvahs that you do the first time? Just specifically say one.
But it would be strange though. Well, the burden of proof, I guess, is on those that say it's only that.
For him, clearly states.
I know. So why would that be? Yeah. The Ravadi writes that the consensus of Poskim, in his estimation, is that you don't make brachas on the first time you do a mitzvah. You don't make shechiyanu on the first time you do a mitzvah. And he says it's true that there are some sources that seem to suggest otherwise. Safik brachas, we go the kula. Sorry, I keep making you go to the back. You want to get your yechavadas?
Sure.
Yechavadas chelik beis. And I'll also bring a Mishnah Berurah chelik aleph. We'll just try to wrap up the sugi over here. I'll mention again the Bialocha, but I want to just mention Rav Avadi's tshuva first, because he brings down Kedaka Vakodesh, a lot of the tshuvas, a lot of the material, literature. Yeah.
I do 1,000.
613, that's all it means. Kala shemadlika neiros be'erev Shabbos beveisa v'paman rishona l'acha nisuah. A woman who lights candles for the first time after being married, ha'im yesh l'avarach shechiyanu olo. I've gotten the shayla before. So, I'll just give you the punchline. What's that?
It's a Darabona. It's like a little Shamba. Not such a mitzvah. It's not like
you don't do that.
It's not like a.
It's important enough that if you miss it once, you gotta light another one. You know, Banan said if you, it's a knas. A woman is negligent and doesn't light candles 1 week, she's gotta light another candle every week for the rest of her life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two candles?
Another candle.
What do you mean another candle? Normally she would light one candle.
Meaning is to light two candles.
Two candles.
So if she forgets 1 week, for some reason she was negligent about it, she has to light three candles for the rest of her life.
Why is that considered a knas? It's just
like, wow. So she would make a reminder that she shouldn't forget again.
Unless she forgot again before.
What's that?
She forgot again than before.
Yeah.
It's only for etiquette. I don't think a kid doesn't know obviously.
So someone would say that's where that minhag came about from, because every time she had a child, she had to miss a Shabbos. Truth is, that wouldn't really warrant doing it, because that's honest. That's not that's not the knas. But yeah, some people have the minhag of adding candles per for children. Yeah.
So if she misses a couple weeks, then boom, she's lighting eight candles, nine candles?
Yeah, and most people are not forgetting. I mean, if it's part of your routine, you're not... The Shabbos comes in, you're like...
Not to forget. That's
like a major...
I guess. So,
well, she's... they're goners, man. They're like...
All right, so Ravadia, like I said, goes through this whole discussion here. And he, at the end, he writes, Ein l'kala hamadlika es neiros be'er Shabbos pa'am yishon ovar shachiyano sheish pozeh ich iser bracha shein tzricha. Be also to do this. Now why? Without going through the whole tshuva, he brings the, well again, remember there was that sheet of Rashi in Menachos which seemed to say that the first time you do a mitzvah, you would say Shechiyanu. And there is that Ramah that seems to stand for that proposition. Although you want to say it's limited to Kisei Adam, which is a little strange. Now I'm not saying it doesn't say that, but I'm saying it would be strange for that to be limited in that way. Be that as it may, Rav Avadya writes, bringing the Tosefta, and then the Tosos and Menachos, and Rosh Shira Gaon. Hine HaRambam Kasa Shesh Levarach Shechen Al Talos Chadash Al Tzon Chadash. Now it's interesting, the Mechaba doesn't pass in that way. So I'm guessing Yemenites that follow the position of the Rambam consistently, they will make Shechiyanu on new Tzon. Because that is clearly the position of the Rambam. The Mechaba is deviating from the Rambam over here. The Tur writes by Talis, and he leaves it out by Tone. And that's the way Maran, Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Yosef, Paskins as well. Because you only make a Shechiyanu on the Mitzvah, Habam Yizman Lazman. Shaloki Devirat Tosefta. Lachin lo Kosov Atur, Behochas Tzon, Sheishlovar Shechiyanu al Tzon Chadoshim. Rak lo Gabi Talis Chadoshim, Kosov Levarif. Lo Mishim a Mitzvah, Al Mishim Shu Beged Shem Misatif Bo Laha Naso. Ugdin Akona Kilon Chadoshim, Shemivar Shechiyanu. Vachain Pasuk Maran Shachan Aruch. Umavuar, says Rav Avadya, Shesova Shalokad Asa Rambam. Not to make Shechiyanu on Tvilin. Fat Vatrezah calls of Shaft Tvilin Chadoshim, Yishlevar Shechiyanu. The Taz says, no, even new Tvilin are going to get Shechiyanu. Aval Maran Achida, Machzik Bracha calls of Shemin and Kadas Maran, Shalolabar Shechiyanu, Kishmir Tvilin Chadoshim. Vachain Kasa Maimon Mordechai. Chaim Pasuk Rav Chaim Palaji, Chaim Kafa Chaim. V'od Achronim. V'chein Pashad Aminad. He says, look at the Maram Shik. And yet the Rokeach writes, Kol Mitzvah Shal Odom La'aso Satzarech Levarach Shechiyanu B'Pam HaRishon Hashem Mekayim HaMitzvah. That's like that Rashi. So there are Rishonim that held the first time you do a mitzvah in your life, you do make a Shechiyanu. And the Rokeach Dafka learned this from where? Menachos, Ayin Heyam and Beis. Ha'omed, remember? Ha'omed B'Yushalayim, Ha'omed U'makriv Mincha B'Yushalayim Omer Shechiyanu. What's the matter? And that, you're not going to find it. See, Tosos argued on that pshat. Rashi had a second Girsa arguing on that pshat. Ula matosos sham pirshus shazel b'mishmeres kohanim. Shayu esrim v'arba mishmaros hamischalfos b'chol shavua shavua. There was kohanim that would cycle through doing yavoda. Pamayim b'shana. Ulechol mishmeres hayushisha batei avos nimsa shakol kohen lo hayamakev el shnei yamim b'shana. It would come out that kohen would only serve in the bringing of sacrifices 2 days a year. That's who it was talking about, not the person who got the shef for the first time. And that's the way Tosos and Brachos and the Rashba and Brachos Paskin also understand it. Tosos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Tosos HaRosh. Lufiza ein mikan koraya levaricha mitzvah shein lazaren kavu afal pisha osa par mishonim. So the majority of Rishonim learned that the reason why you're making Shechianu is because it's something that's coming from Mizman Lizman, not because it's a first time in a lifetime opportunity. Even though there is a Giyosen and Nusach and Rashi like that, and that there is a Shita the Rokeach like that. V'chein kasafri chadash, shelafi divrei ha-Rokeach, nir shebetzitzis v'tfilin, u'b'chol shah mitzvah she'odam mischanech b'am l'Rishonim mevarach Shechianu. El shenir shorokeach mefarish k'divrei Rashi. But like Tosas and the Rashba, it would not be that way. Rabbi Vadi says, listen, the Rokeach and the Shita and Rashi seem to be in a minority. It's definitely at least a question of Savik Brachos, and maybe for that reason it's Kedai to avoid this problem. He says that's why their minig is not like that. And this is unlike their Ramah. Because there are more paskins in Yoredeya, Chav Ches Beis, She'afal Pishish, Omer Shetzorich Levarach Shechiyano, Mitzvos Kisi Adam, Parmishona, Lo Nogukin. I'm sorry, I skipped a little bit. Chayin Pasuk Agon, Rabbi Yaakov Castro, in his Hagos, Lo Yoredeya, She'afal Pishish, Omer Shetzorich Levarach Shechiyano, Mitzvos Kisi Adam, Parmishona, Lo Nogukin, Lo Husker B'Talmud. Gama Sifsei Kalin, Tama Al Divri HaRokeach V'Rama. The Shach, if you remember way back when we started this, we saw the Shach. The Shach over there in Yerdei Chavches was a little bit surprised by the Psak of the Ramah. Why should you say Shechianu on this bracha? Shem Kain, Lama Lo Mevarchim, Shechianu, Mitzitzit and Tefillin. Right? The Shach says if you're going to make Shechianu on Kisi Adam, then you should make it on Shechianu on Tefillin. You see that he held that you don't make a Shechianu on the performance of Tzitzit and Tefillin. V'shar Mitzvot Shemeschanchem Behen. That's the Ran that we saw a few moments ago. So the majority of Rishonim are learning that the only time you're making Shechianu is on a mitzvah that's Mizman Lazman. You're not making Shechianu on a mitzvah the first time you get to do it. Meaning not like that. Not like that, Ramah. And then he goes on here, as I said, Kedaka B'Kodesh, he brings a lengthy list of shitos that to support his position. But yet there were those who did say you should. Hagon Reb Yitzchak ben Valid, in his Chuvas Vayom Yitzchak, Kosta Shaminik Poshet, Shenar Shemischanik Mitzvah Tfilin Mevarach Shechianu B'Yom, He Mashach Oso. The first time he does the Mitzvah Tfilin, he does make a Shechianu. Achaminik Atzlenu Poshet, Shein Hanar Bar Mitzvah Mevarach Shechianu, El Talas Chadosha, Avon El Talas Ina Chadosha, Af Al Pisha Mischanchem Oso Mitzvah Tfilin, Eina Mevarach Shechianu. Rabbi Vadya writes that the minig is to make a bracha of Shechianu on a new Talas, but not on the new performance of a mitzvah. V'chein pasuk b'shuvas chavas yayir, chein kasuv hagon Rabbi Samach Gagin b'seifa Samach Nefesh, shaminu shel levarich av shemechanech tzol chadashim v'zeh min haganachim. Beis haYotzer, Knaf Renana, Karen Ladovid, Maran Brisk, Puk Chazi, Ama Devar. Then he goes on to use that discussion to discuss the case of the woman making doing the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos for the first time. So Rav Avadya again is consistent with the majority of Rishonim that we've seen, basically saying that on the mitzvah itself, you would not make Shechianu, on the acquisition you would. By Talos, yes, not by Tefillin. But it is important to be reminded of what the Bi'ur Halacha says in Simin Chaf Beis. In Simin Chaf Beis, Dibra Maschil Kana, he writes, because there are those shitas that seem to say that you do make Shechianu for the performance, then you should be mechayiv yourself in Shechiyanu from some other reason in order to include the tefillin. It's important to point out that even the Kaf HaChayim, who says that you don't make Shechiyanu on this mitzvah, right, because what we mentioned, Safek Brachos LaHakel, and all the other reasons, he says, but it's proper to be Lovesh HaBeged Chadosh and to make a Shechiyanu on the new Beged, and to pater also the Tefillin, to be Yotzi L'Kulei Alma, you know, this question. V'yivarech Tchila Al HaBeged K'sha Tefillin L'Fonav, V'yilbash HaBeged V'achach Yivarech Al Tefillin V'yinichin. Says you make the Shechiyanu first, and you have a zin that you're going to make also on the tefillin. The hacha you have to be nacher kedeshe over lasiyas, and you have no choice. The bi'al lacha also. So again, I understand, you know, your concern, Heshi, that it sounds like you're making a Shechiyanu on a lesser thing to be able to include the greater thing, but. What could you do? The greater thing is the one that has a suffix.
I mean,
you're using a lesser thing that also has a chiyuv of Shechiyanu.
Right, but then I'm saying, well, how is there an accomplishment of saying Shechiyanu on the greater thing if...
Because let's say I have two things I have to make Shechiyanu for. I'm only going to make Shechiyanu on one. I'm not going to make two separate Shechiyanus.
But that's when you know you need both are...
Right, so now this thing's in suffix, this thing's in Vaday. So I'm going to say, I'm Vaday making on this. If this needs a Shechiyanu, it's Nichlal. If it's not, it's not.
Right.
What do you lose? You don't lose anything, and you gain. If, in fact, it does need Shechiyanu, if it's appropriate to say Shechiyanu, you may be saying Shechiyanu.
Right.
So the Bi'al Lachas Lashon again was, V'da, da'afta l'chachil b'vada yishlin ha'kein, achirei d'dasa shulchan aruch, v'od kama v'kama mi'achron, and d'paska kein, ki ha'itur mikol mokom, lav nosa d'psiktu. It's not so poshut, as we've seen over the last few days. It's not so poshut. Da'olas tamed v'ataz paska ka rambam, that you should make a Shechiyanu on the acquisition of new tefillin, just like you would on new tzitzis. The Hagrabah be'Yuropos gamkin karambam detzarech levarach Shechiyanu gam al tefillin mechadosh. Now again, this is on the acquisition of the tefillin as an object of simcha. Al kein me'anochon shiach nis atzmo lehischayev Shechiyanu mitzad acher v'yichavim lifter gam es zeh b'frat. Certainly, if what im hu lovesh ata tefillin parmishona be mechayav bevada yir lasos etzazu. In other words, there's reason enough to do it when it's just a new pair of tefillin. But certainly, when it's the first time you're doing the mitzvah of tefillin, why? Oh, the yesh poskim shesovim the alkol mitzvah shal the moseh parmishona be yamav chayv be mechayav yivarech shechiyanu. So you basically have two sfeikas, two sfeikas here. It's not really a sfeika. I mean, I guess it is, in a sense, it's a fake sveika. But it's a fake sveika pointing in the direction to say Shechiyanu. Maybe you should make a Shechiyanu the first time you do a mitzvah, every time you do a mitzvah. Right? And even if you'll say that you don't make a Shechiyanu the first time you do a mitzvah, maybe the tefillin should get a Shechiyanu because it's a new acquisition, just like tzitzis. So Mishnah Berurah says, for those reasons, you should put yourself in this situation where you can do this this Eitzah.
Oh, but not just straight out say the Bracha.
No, he's not saying you should do it that way.
That wouldn't really help. That's not really speaks.
No. It'd still be like...
still have the second something.
Yeah.
Doesn't have
right. But you have two grounds for making Shechiyanu. Right. It's true. The meaning is not to make Shechiyanu the first time you do a mitzvah. I mean, the Ramah and the Taz seem to be saying that. The Shach and many others say no. So Lamaisa, we don't do that. I mean, can you think of it? You don't make a Shechiyanu the first time you do another mitzvah. It's hard to think of another mitzvah you're doing for the first time that you wouldn't have done, you know, that doesn't have a Shechiyanu built in, right? Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Shofar, Lulav, all things all have Shechiyanu. Shulchan Aruch Kain? I don't know, but it's a good question. I'm not sure.
About offering a korban for
that might be like the Rambam's thing about, you know, it comes once in a while.
Right.
Like matzah. First time a guy eats matzah, he doesn't make Shechiyanu. Kid becomes 13, and then he does the mitzvah of matzah. You don't make Shechiyanu on that.
Isn't there a Shechiyanu there anymore?
Not on the mitzvah of matzah.
Not matzah itself, but around there.
On the Yom Tov.
Right.
But not on the mitzvah.
So you're
no, you see, that's not true. You look at other cases. You make Shechianu on the Yom Tov, and there's a Sabbat Shechianu on the mitzvah. You make Shechianu on Yom Tov, and Lulav gets a Sabbat Shechianu.
It's not part of the meal.
It's not part of the meal?
I know, when you say Shechianu by on Pesach, Kiddush.
Yeah.
So it's part of the meal, but...
Well, you know, so because it's probably, you say really it's worthy of Shechianu, but because it comes from Yisman Lazman. You want to say it comes from Yisman Lazman.
Yeah.
So it should have Shechianu. But because it's part of the Suda, you really, it's good, maybe, I don't know.
It's
Chiyuv
of the night.
So it's Nichlal and the Shechianu that you made it. It could be. Could be. But I think this is a good Eitzah. That, you know, if a person finds himself in that position, or he has a son that's becoming a Bar Mitzvah, he should, I guess, try to be choshish for this, for this, for this, for this bialacha. I don't know. Now we got to figure out what we're going to do. No.